The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed in the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The concepts and views discussed in The Raw Truth are the views of the host and guests. If you plan on beginning a new health or wellness program, such as those discussed on the show, please remember to consult your healthcare professional before starting or significantly changing your personal lifestyle. Welcome to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. Did you know there are over 900 different diseases caused by mineral deficiency, and some of them could even result in sudden death? Chef Sharon will discuss up-to-the-minute lifestyle changes and shift your thinking toward empowerment. Many opinions you will hear today may be counterintuitive to your current thinking. All we ask is that you have an open mind to the raw truth. Chef Sharon has spent the last 30 years sharing the raw truth with people. She does not mince words and will always tell it like it is. And now, the raw truth with Chef Sharon Fraser.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, and welcome to The Raw Truth. It's me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Hey, guys. We are now entering in our second half of the year being on the air. And again, I want to thank everyone for continuing to support the show, and I think you're getting a lot out of it, so I really appreciate it. If you have any questions that you'd like to ask me, please feel free to call in at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or you can send me an email at Chef Sharon, and Sharon is spelled SHARYNNE, at rawfoodexpress.com. All right, so we are going to kind of close out. We're getting toward the end of the year, and the chef only has one more event on the calendar, and that's going to be for the American Stroke Association in the middle of the month. So we're going to do some presenting and sampling there, and we're going to talk about healthy food and how we can help people who have had strokes and to keep them from having another stroke. Okay? So on what's trending right now, I just wanted to mention and talk a little bit about Ebola. And I've been posting about Ebola since, I think, the 21st of September. So if you want to check my Facebook page, it's Facebook, The Raw Truth Radio Show. I've posted about 7 or 8 different informational pieces that you really need to take a look at, like what is the path of Ebola and how can you protect yourself and your family. There's a whole list of things that you can do, and the number one thing that I would suggest is do not go to the hospital. The hospital is going to be super concentrated with this Ebola bacteria, and that's really not a good place to be. So you may have to sit at home, you may have to quarantine yourself, whatever it takes, but I definitely would stay out of the hospital as much as possible. So I would suggest that you learn all about the disease itself and then find out what you can do on your end to protect both you and your family. All right, so on a little more positive note, we're going to switch now, and as you all know, we don't do the, I didn't know that any longer. We're now doing Tidbit Thursdays. So today, we're going to talk about pain, okay, and some of the things that you can do to help with pain. So here we go. We take for granted the freedom of being able to just move around until something happens where it becomes limited, where we can't move anymore. The cause for this, for many people, comes in the form of what's called arthritis or the inflammation of one or more of your joints. Now, there are two main kinds of arthritis. There's osteo and rheumatoid, both of which are going to affect bone joints, but in different ways. When you have osteoarthritis, it's when the cartilage between the bones wears down until the bone is grinding nothing but bone on bone. And that's what's causing the pain, the swelling, the tenderness, and the inflammation, because that cartilage is going to act as a cushion between those two bones. And with osteoarthritis, that cartilage is destroyed. Now, doesn't mean it can't be repaired. We'll talk about that in a little bit. There's also rheumatoid arthritis, and this is a little less straightforward, but one thing we do know that it's caused by a deficiency of a pyroxidin, zinc, copper, and magnesium. Okay, I bet you didn't know that, right? Now, the deficiencies cause an inflammation in the synovial membrane, and that is the soft tissue that protects the joints in your body, and that can lead to bone loss. So whichever one you experience, there are natural remedies that you can use for your pain management and to ease some of the symptoms of arthritis. Let's take a look at the first one. The first one is going to be turmeric and ginger. All right? Now, both of these are anti-inflammatories, and they will help with the osteo and the rheumatoid arthritis. Turmeric, in particular, has gotten a lot of attention lately. The active ingredient is something that's called curcumin, C-U-R-C-U-M-I-N. And this in itself is a very powerful antioxidant. Also, what it does is it helps to lower two levels of the enzymes that are responsible for causing the inflammation in the first place. That's your COX-1 and your COX-2. The name for COX is cyclooxygenase. Cyclooxygenase 1 and 2. And I'll spell it for you. It's a big word, but we call it COX-1 and COX-2. C-Y-C-L-O-O-X, like x-ray, Y-G-E-N-A-S-E. They are both enzymes, all right? Whenever you see a word that ends in A-S-E, then that's going to denote an enzyme. Just like we talked about last week, the O-S-E represents the glucose molecule. Now, your doctor is going to prescribe a COX-1 inhibitor to help relieve both pain and inflammation. Drugs like Bextra, Celebrex, Vioxx, all of which have the potential to increase your risk for heart problems. Now, the COX-2 inhibitor, it's the newest player in the multi-billion dollar prescription drug war. The COX-2 inhibitors have a major effect, though, on both ovulation and fertilization. So for those of you who may be taking any of these types of drugs, and you may be having problems possibly getting pregnant, you may want to take a look at these medications. Now, rather than taking these types of drugs and dealing with all the side effects, you can use both turmeric and ginger in capsules, and you can also make it into like a nice spicy tea. All right, so what you're going to need is 2 cups of water, a half a teaspoon of ground ginger, and a half a teaspoon of ground turmeric. Now, you may find turmeric to be a little bit pricey, but if you suffer with enough pain, I think it'll be well worth your money. And then the other thing you'll want to do is you can sweeten it to taste, but that is optional. We would recommend sweeteners like organic erythritol or xylitol. And erythritol is spelled E-R-Y-T-H-R-I-T-O-L. And we do recommend, if you're going to use erythritol, to make sure that it is organic, because the genetically modified version of that is used to kill insects. Xylitol, we talked about that last week. That's a cellulose product. But we do not want you using any aspartame or anything that's called acesulfame. Acesulfame K. And let me spell it for you. It's A-C-E, S like Sam, U-L, F like Frank, A-M-E. The K, acesulfame K, the K stands for potassium. Now, this artificial sweetener helps to stimulate insulin production, which now is going to aggravate hypoglycemia or low blood sugar if you have it. The best way to make it is you're going to take 2 cups of water and bring it to a boil, and then you're going to add your half a teaspoon of ground ginger and your ground turmeric. Reduce it and let it simmer, and then let it sit for about 10 to 15 minutes. Then you can strain it, and then you can add a little bit of sweetener, which, again, is optional. And we are recommending, they do recommend, that you drink it at least twice a day. Now, a second pain reliever is the Epsom salt soak. And we've all heard about Epsom salts. Now, this soak, contains magnesium sulfate, which sounds kind of scary, but it's really quite a wonderful substance. The magnesium sulfate is naturally occurring, and it's a mineral that's found in nature. Epsom salts have been used for years to help relieve pain because why? It has high levels of magnesium. Now, also know that high levels of magnesium, when ingested, we just talked about this last week, if you have constipation issues. But in the standard soaking, this is wonderful for the joints. So what you'll need to do is you can buy a 5-pound bag at your local drugstore. It's very, very inexpensive. I think it's under $5. And what you'll do is you're going to have a half a cup of Epsom salts and a large bowl and some warm water. So you're going to fill this large bowl with the warm water and add about a half a cup of Epsom salts. Stir it around and then put your sore joints into the water. Now, when I had very bad crippling arthritis, this worked very, very well for me because I would wake up in the morning and my hands would be all curled up from sleep. I don't know, maybe because I was experiencing pain, I was clenching my fists. But I wasn't able to kind of get those joints and fingers moving. So I would put them in this nice, warm Epsom salts bath, and it felt wonderful. And it can work for, you know, if you have toe issues, you know, you have some toes that have a little arthritis going on, you can do the same thing. The other thing you can use is something that's called white willow bark. Now, before there was aspirin, and I mean way before, like back way, 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 before there was aspirin, there was white willow bark. The Greek physician Hippocrates wrote about this back in, I think, the 5th century B.C., and it wasn't until the 1800s that they found out that it could be effective because it contained an active ingredient called salicin, S-A-L-I-C-I-N. Okay? Now, salicin is converted in the body into salicylic acid, which is similar to acetylsalicylic acid, which is, guess what, the active ingredient in aspirin. The naturally occurring salicin is converted after it passes through your stomach. Now, it also can be taken in capsule form, but I prefer to do teas on just about everything that I possibly can. Why? Because I just happen to love teas. I'm not very good with swallowing pills, so if I can get it ground up somehow and take it in the form of a tea, strain it, do whatever I need to do, I am definitely down with that. Okay? So, now let's do this. Let's start part two of Sugar, the Controversy. And I have a lot of material to cover. There may even be a part three, but we'll just take it step by step, and we'll see how far we get. So here we go. Now, last week we talked briefly about honey, so I just want to do a very short little recap. If you listened to last week's broadcast, it was October 2nd, so if you want to hear it again, you certainly can, and you can listen to the whole thing again. But let's talk about honey. What's the buzz? Everyone thinks that honey is so great. Well, let me break it down for you. Remember last week we talked about that sugars end in the O-S-E at the end of the word. So here's a breakdown of your honey. Fructose, 38.2%. Glucose, 31.3%. Maltose, 7.1%. Sucrose, 1.3%. All of these are sugars. We learned that last week, right? 17.2% water and ash at 0.2%. Now, I know you've got to be saying, ash? Why in the world would there be ash in honey? Well, we believe that the ash comes from plant minerals. We believe that the bees pick up ash while they're flying around or they're anywhere near forest fires as they're going from plant to plant to plant, and they are pollinating. So we believe that's where it picks up that little 0.2% of ash. Now, others listed in the ingredients is something called extra vitamins. It's 3.2%. So 3.2% are extra vitamins. So it does have some vitamins in it, but just remember, it's a sugar. Remember, sugar is sugar is sugar to the body. Your body is just trying to break down the polysaccharides, those are the many-chained sugar molecules, or the disaccharides, which are the two-chained saccharides or molecules. And remember, we call it disaccharide rather than bisaccharide, which normally it should be bisaccharide because it has two molecules, but the medical community and scientists just want to confuse us. And then we have the polysaccharides and the disaccharides are then broken down into what's called monosaccharides or one sugar, and that's how it gets into the cell. It takes more energy to break down the polysaccharides, or the many sugar chains, than it is to digest glucose. And by the way, guess what honey is? Honey is regurgitated by bees. The only real benefit that we see to honey is that it has some extra vitamins. So bees basically go flying around, lighting from, you know, plant to plant, plant to plant, plant to plant. And as they're picking up this pollen, the bees then start to metabolize the pollen. It causes the bee to vomit honey. Honey is nothing more than a bunch of different disaccharides and monosaccharides bundled with some vitamins and some ash. Interesting, huh? Okay, not sure where it comes from, but that's what we believe. All right? So, there are some sweeteners that you can use that don't contain glucose. Because, again, we talked about this last week. And so you may want to just pick up last week, October the 2nd, I believe it was. You may want to pick up on that broadcast and listen to it again just to kind of refresh your memory, okay? That'll help you a little bit. And then all of this will start to absolutely make sense. Okay, so now we're going to go to these sweeteners that don't contain glucose. They taste sweet, but they don't affect your blood sugar. They don't give your body any energy either, all right? Stevia leaf, which is a sugar alcohol. Xylitol is extracted from the cellulose from plants. We specifically use birch tree xylitol, which is imported from Canada, because they have much more stringent health rules and chemical rules than what they do in this country. Now, just know that the cellulose, what is cellulose? Cellulose is what gives celery its crunch. It gives apples its crispiness. Sucralose, which is Splenda, the trade name, is made from sugar that has been molecularly deconstructed using the chlorine ion. A little scary, huh? Now, there is no chlorine in it, but the chloride molecule is needed to help make strong stomach acid. And we talked about this, oh goodness, in digestion quite a while back, and you can check again in the archives and see where that might be. All right, now, we have these sugars, like I mentioned, don't give the body any energy. So why do we love sweets so much in this country or in this culture? Why do we love them? Okay, let's do this. Don't you guys dare touch that mouse. We're going to take a short break. This is The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Like us on Facebook or visit the website, rawfoodexpress.com. We'll be right back.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Have you thought about chiropractic as a possible healing mechanism for any conditions, ailments, or pain you might be feeling? If not, why not think about this as an alternative to or a complement to Western medicine? Tune in to Miracles of Chiropractic with Dr. Doran Rosenfeld and co-host Dr. Robert Woolery. On the show, we'll answer your questions about chiropractic and how much it can save in both time and money when compared to conventional medicine. Listen Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled Sharynne, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
And welcome back, everybody, to The Raw Truth. It's me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. And just before the break, we were just starting to talk a little bit about some of the different types of sweeteners that you can use and the sweeteners that are out there that don't give the body any energy. They taste sweet, but they don't give us any energy. So the question I have to you is, why do we love sweets so much in this country? Why? Why? Why do we have such cravings for sweets? It's one thing and one thing only. Guess what it is? Mineral deficiency. When you become deficient in your minerals, not deficient in vitamins, not deficient in essential fatty acids, not deficient in amino acids, not deficient in proteins, we crave sweets. Now, when we replenish the minerals, when we're well stocked with minerals, in other words, those cravings for sweets go away. So the need for more sugar substitutes is really non-existent if we have the proper mineral supplementation. Now, our Youngevity product line uses these sweeteners in our products. We don't use anything that's genetically modified, but we do use some of the other sweeteners in most of our products because as a mineral, we need those minerals. So we at Youngevity, what we like to do and we like to say is that we support and we promote the structure and the function of whatever the ailing body system is, whether it be your liver, whether it be your pancreas, whether it's your brain, your lungs, etc. We support the body with science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition, the nutrition that your body needs to fix itself. Next thing is what we do is we make sure we get out of the way and let the body heal itself. Now, let's talk briefly about high fructose corn syrup. Ta-da, the villain. High fructose corn syrup. Now, people are suing the corn industry because why? They're changing the name. Everybody's gotten hip to HFCS, high fructose corn syrup. And they're suing over a name change, but they're not suing over the fact, because they probably don't know, that the corn is genetically modified. Wake up, people. Well, what is high fructose corn syrup? Guess what it is? It's fructose or corn sugar that's been genetically modified. There's only one really bad thing about sugar, and that's the quantity or the amount that we're eating. I'm talking about refined sugars specifically. Now, a can of Coke is going to contain about 39 grams of sugar, and it can be in any other form of sugar that we've talked about. So 39 grams of sugar is about 10 teaspoons of sugar if it's a bottle of Coke. There's about 17 teaspoons of sugar if it's in the liter size. That's about 130 grams of sugar. When your body metabolizes sugar, it burns up your nutrients. Too much sugar is going to deplete the body of its essential minerals. It's not the type of sugar, it's how much. How much. Not the type, but how much sugar. The metabolism of sugar burns up B vitamins and minerals specifically. The consumption of too much sugar makes these two things the very first things that are depleted and disappear. The 90 essentials that are needed every single day, we get less than half of them from the food. Then we add on the stress of life, which happens to wear down on our bodies even more. And then we start getting diseases as the body starts to break down. Things like insomnia, loss of sex drive, high blood pressure, asthma, type 2 diabetes, eczema, psoriasis, depression, energy, no energy, I guess I should say, I'm sorry, anxiety, panic attacks, menstrual cramps, and on and on and on. These are not genetic disorders. These are mineral deficiencies. One of the biggest stressors to the body is, guess what? Sugar. Go to any mall and see how many people are drinking this junk. It's not the sugar that makes you fat. The problem is that you burn through your nutritional reserves. All right? Sugar accelerates your nutrient loss. As I mentioned just a moment ago, the first are to go are your B vitamins and your minerals. So you wonder why you don't have any energy? You wonder why you're trying to take a B12 shot? You wonder why you're trying to drink five-hour energy, whatever. Keep drinking those sodas. Keep using refined sugars, and you'll just continue on trying to get your energy level up because you have burned out all of your nutrients. B vitamin deficiency causes something called Korsakoff syndrome, and what that is it's a neurological disorder that's caused by a lack of the vitamin thiamine, or B1. Dementia, congestive heart failure, anemia, and depression also caused by B vitamin deficiencies. Remember, there's over 900 different diseases that are caused by mineral deficiencies, as we talk about at the very beginning and the intro to my show. And some of them can even result in sudden death. Okay? Now, excuse me. We're eating all the wrong foods, and we don't even know it. Your body doesn't have enough of the raw materials that it needs to handle and maintain itself in this daily lifestyle that we have. Medical researchers are being paid multi-millions of dollars in grant money to study how to fix this. But if you have congestive heart failure, guess what? It's a B1 deficiency or thiamine deficiency, period. Do you know someone who has Alzheimer's? Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But as we talked about in previous broadcasts, I believe July 17th and again on July 24th, a whole two lectures back to back, there are 7 or 8 dementias that can mimic Alzheimer's, all right? Now, many of these dementias, are simply nothing more than B vitamin deficiencies. If we give them the Youngevity 90 essentials, which is in our Tangy 2.0, all of a sudden, they can start to remember their families again. They can start remembering names again, and that's a beautiful sight. Oh, but let's let Big Pharma continue to get tens of billions of dollars to do research to figure this all out. Ladies and gentlemen, this is criminal. I just told you. How do you know that it's Alzheimer's? It could be one of 7 or 8 dementias. It could be just a simple vitamin deficiency. And yet and still, they put people on these medications, specifically cholesterol-lowering drugs, which killed both my mother, my father, and my uncle. This stuff is criminal. We are suffering needlessly from the lack of knowledge. That's why this radio show exists today, to continue to expose the wrongs that are being perpetrated on the public, because people are suffering needlessly. Excuse me. All right. Excuse me. A little water here. Okay. Now, let's talk about type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is not caused from too much sugar. I repeat, type 2 diabetes is not caused from too much sugar. The reason why people have type 2 diabetes in the first place is they don't have enough minerals. Not enough minerals. Sugar consumption can increase your mineral loss, right? We just learned that. So when people think about sugar as it's being related to diabetes, they always think that it's too much sugar and that your body can't handle it. Because back in the day, it was called sugar diabetes. And some of the old school people still refer to it that way, and they just assume that it has to do with the sugar. Now, type 2 diabetes, what it means is that you basically have run out of your essential minerals, period. Your body can't handle any sugar, all right? It can't handle any sugar. So here we go. Let me just explain how this goes. A cell of any kind, whether it be a stomach cell, liver cell, kidney cell, pancreatic cell, if it's a cell, it has a cell wall. And things need to get through the cellular wall, okay? Now, you can't pour sugar onto the cellular wall, and sugar gets into the cell through the cellular wall, which has a doorway. Well, what opens up the doorway so that the sugar can get into the cell? I bet you'll never guess. Insulin. Insulin is what opens the door to allow the sugar to get in. Okay, does this make sense? Now, I'm going to use an analogy here from my very dear friend who was on our show, Dr. Peter Glidden. And his analogy explaining about the sugar goes like this. You eat something that has sugar in it, all right? Whether it be a polysaccharide or a disaccharide or whatever, whatever form of sugar it is, your body is going to break it down into a monosaccharide, which is a one-molecule sugar. And when that monosaccharide is in your blood, your body knows what to do with it, and so does your pancreas. Your pancreas now secretes insulin. Well, what is insulin? Insulin is a short-lived molecule. Insulin lands on the cell wall that has a receptor to it, and the receptor, guess what, is sensitive to insulin. Your receptor sites have lots of different chemical, biochemical functions, and insulin just happens to be one of those functions. An insulin molecule cannot sit on a receptor site for calcium, but it can sit on a receptor site for insulin. It's like a lock and a key. Does this make sense? The insulin attaches to the receptor site on the cellular wall, and the receptor site is specific for the insulin. When this happens, it sends a signal to the center of the cell, and it opens up the door to let the sugar in. In order for this signal to spread throughout the entire cell, so that the door opens up after the signal has been sent, you need specific minerals to do this, specifically chromium and vanadium. Let me give you another analogy. The keys to your car won't open the front door to your house. If you don't have enough minerals, that door can't open. And what will happen is that sugar is going to continue to try to get into the cell. Remember, insulin is transported into the cell by chromium and vanadium. Without these two minerals, the insulin starts to build up in the bloodstream and will continue to try to get into the cell. Finally, it builds up in the bloodstream, causing the body to make more insulin, and this goes round and round and round. Type 2 diabetics have hundreds of times more insulin in their blood than do healthy people. After a while, there's so much insulin, After a while, there's so much insulin around the cell that it forces itself finally into the cell, okay? But it has to reach high enough levels where that can happen. Now, is this a good thing or a bad thing? It's a bad thing because here's what happens. Things start getting damaged, all right? You get diabetic neuropathy. You can end up with gangrene. You can end up with amputations and blindness. And as we know, those are the number one killers for diabetics. So the pharmaceutical drugs that you take to control your blood sugar will never, I repeat, pharmaceutical drugs will never correct a nutritional deficiency because there is no chromium and vanadium. So how is it going to help get the sugar into the cell? It's not. So the insulin is destroying cells, not the sugar. So what does your medical doctor prescribe for you if you're a type 2 diabetic? Insulin! Are you kidding me? It's a huge epidemic when all that it is nutritional deficiency of the chromium and the vanadium and the other 59 cofactored minerals, specifically, again, chromium, and vanadium. Now, here's the synopsis. Give the body the minerals that it needs, the sugar in the blood. The pancreas makes insulin. The insulin now rings the doorbell, and the insulin now goes into the cellular wall where it belongs. Now, if you're drinking sodas and your body is trying to metabolize the sugar, it eats up or depletes your mineral reserves in the process, and you're not putting them back. You will develop type 2 diabetes because of the lack of minerals that your body needs every single day. Understand, it's not the sugar in order to transport the sugar into the cell. There's just not enough minerals, B vitamins or other essential minerals. So if you're experiencing low energy, if you're experiencing chronic fatigue, why? Because your body more than likely has run out of minerals. Your tank is empty. So our Youngevity Healthy Start Pack plus extra plant minerals and de-stress, which are extra vitamins, specifically the B vitamins, you can get a great dose of essential minerals that your body needs every single day. Every single day. To me, this is criminal that the doctors don't know about this. This is so elementary. It's elementary unless, of course, you have another agenda. If your doctors don't know this, then maybe they shouldn't be practicing medicine. That's right. They're practicing medicine. The medical doctors are messing up with this big time. You suffer from diabetes, you'll end up with problems because the insulin that they are prescribing is destroying your, your organs, all right? And ultimately, you'll end up on dialysis, and ultimately, on that machine, you will die. Now, if you suffer from diabetes, you're going to want to add our one product, which is called Sweeties. And even if you're not diabetic, adding chromium and vanadium is going to help your body better metabolize sugar. Now, in that Sweeties is the chromium and vanadium and also cinnamon bark, which helps to also help with better sugar and better metabolism. It won't hurt you. Guess what? They're minerals. Now you can see that the cravings for sugar is your body's signal to you that, guess what, I've run out of minerals. Mineralize yourself to offset the adverse effects of sugar. Okay, does this make sense? Okay, so let's do this. We're going to break a little early. Let's take a short break. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. This is The Raw Truth. And visit us on Facebook, The Raw Truth Radio Show, or visit the website rawfoodexpress.com, and we will be back in two.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill. Kelly covers our relationship with food and teaches us how easy eating well and living well can be, taking us on a weekly food journey, guiding us to a more rich and vibrant life. So tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill.
Are you ready for a real, fact-based show about alternative and natural approaches to health? Listen for Live Healthy, Be Healthy with Drs. Jim and Janine Fox. We're not about the latest health fads. We're about proven methods from real patients and real situations. Each week's show is an eye-opening look behind the scenes of real health. Live Healthy, Be Healthy can be heard live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel.
You read about it in health news every day.
Cancer rates are going up. Obesity in the U.S. is on the rise. Heart disease and diabetes are top killers every year.
We can follow the advice of our doctor, but cravings persist. Weight goes up and energy is still down. It doesn't have to be like this. Tune in for Body Balance Talk with your host, Jeannie Schmidt, along with Lucy and Madeline. You'll learn how you can work with your body to feel better and look better, too. Body Balance Talk airs live every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you have cancer, there are a lot of questions that need to be answered. While many medical professionals can give us some of the answers, there are many more unanswered questions that can't always be answered to our satisfaction. Listen for Cancer Concepts and Compliments with Dr. James Belanger. We'll discuss the tests, the compromised immune system, how cancer grows, and what natural medicines could be added to conventional therapies that may help keep it at bay. Cancer Concepts and Compliments airs live every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
And welcome back, everybody, to The Raw Truth. It's me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Hey, guys, I thought I would go back a little bit and pick up some of the information from last week's broadcast because I kept referring to it. So let me do this. Let me go back and give you the very beginning of part one, and then it'll all tie together for you because I keep referring you back and forth to the prior broadcast, okay? So here we go. Sugar is sugar is sugar. In the biochemistry world, sugar is, guess what, a carbohydrate, and it's also known as a saccharide. I want you to always remember that the body sees carbohydrates as sugar when it's being metabolized. A saccharide is a carbohydrate. A carbohydrate is a saccharide. They are one and the same. Sugars are found in nature in a lot of different forms, and scientists like to put the O-S-E on the end, and that O-S-E represents the fact that it's a sugar. So now you recognize it, right? Okay? Now, here's just a few of the sugars, and I'm sure you're going to recognize quite a few of these. Glucose, fructose, sucrose, galactose, lactose, maltose, ribose, and deoxyribose. And believe it or not, that's what DNA is made from. Your DNA and your RNA is made from sugar. I bet you didn't know that. Now, sugar is very important. It's a very important nutrient to the body. As a matter of fact, glucose is the preferred form of sugar that your body uses for energy. The preferred form of energy is glucose. The body can use any kind of sugar that you put into it, and it can break it down, but its preferred form is glucose. Now, all sugars are made from carbon, carbo, hydrogen, hydro, oxygen, ATE. The ATE represents the presence of the oxygen. Now, these sugars are synonymous, as I mentioned, with saccharides. Now, you may have heard of many of them, like polysaccharide, monosaccharide, disaccharide. And you're like, well, if poly is many and mono is one, then why wouldn't it be called a bisaccharide? Well, that's science for you. They love to keep us confused, and, you know, they do a very good job of it. So poly, meaning many, mono, meaning one, and disaccharides, which is two. The disaccharides, as I mentioned, really should be called bisaccharides, but they're not. So let's take a look at the sugar sucrose. Sucrose is a disaccharide, right, which is two. It is the glucose molecule plus fructose. The two sugars are daisy chained together. Now, daisy chaining is kind of like at Christmas time when we used to make the little paper chains that we would put on our Christmas tree. That'll kind of give you an idea what molecules look like when they're daisy chained together. Now, when you have more than two sugars that are chained together, they're called polysaccharides or oligosaccharides, O-L-I-G-O hyphen S-A-C-C-H-A-R-I-D-E. And all they are lots of sugar molecules that are chained together. When you chain together lots of sugar molecules, guess what you get? Starch. And starch is nothing more than lots of sugar molecules clumped together in a long daisy chain, right? The difference between sugars in the body is just the size of the molecule. The larger the molecule, the more digestion is needed by your body in order to break them down into those individual sugar molecules that we just talked about. The body's going to use enzymes to break up the sugar molecules into monosaccharides like glucose or fructose. Monosaccharides are transported into the cell wall with insulin. The body will bring the monosaccharide into the interior of the cell and using the glucose or fructose molecules, which is converted into energy or ATP. The body's job is to get these monosaccharides into the cell and transport them with the insulin. A good example would be orange juice. Your body breaks up the polysaccharides into monosaccharides and then transports them through the cell wall with a hormone called insulin. Your body uses ATP or energy to do its daily bodily functions. Now, if there's any sugars that are left over, guess what your body does? It's going to store it in your liver, in your muscles, and also in your red blood cells. The body stores these unused sugars mostly in your liver. The form of this unused and stored sugar is called glycogen, G-L-Y-C-O-G-E-N. All the extra unused monosaccharides stick together, or what we call rechain, and are stored in the fat, in your liver, in your muscles, and in your red blood cells as glycogen. If your body needs energy and you're not eating food, you have no mono or polysaccharides floating through your bloodstream. So where is the body going to get its form of sugar? Well, we just learned that the preferred energy source is glucose from the food that we've just eaten. We just learned that the glycogen is released from the liver or your muscles and also from red blood cells. The process of releasing glycogen into the liver or the muscles or the red blood cells is called glycogenesis, G-L-Y-C-O-G-E-N-E-S-I-S. And glycogenesis is the basic fundamental sugar metabolism. Okay? I think this is starting to make a little bit of sense for you now. So you can see that with the type of diet that we're eating and all the sugars that we're putting into our system, what's happening, why, you know, I don't know what the number is, but I would imagine it's more than 50% of the population now. I don't know if they'll tell us the truth. 50% of the population now has type 2 diabetes because of our diet. As we continue to suck down those sodas, diet sodas, even with the ones with sugar, it's pulling minerals. So you'll find increases in osteoporosis. You're going to find all kinds of diseases that are stripping minerals or that have stripped minerals from your body, causing your body now to start to break down because it needs this in order for you to function, and you're not feeding it, okay? Okay, let's talk real quick, again, just a little bit of recap from last week on our Tidbit Thursday. There were a lot of different controversial things going on, and some of them, I'd like to go over them again because these are things that we think are okay, and we've been following the allopathic doctors down the path now for the last 100 years, and we are sicker and worse off than ever before. So here's some of the other controversies that conventional medicine has, and believe me, in my estimation, they have it all wrong. Let's look at the first one, aluminum. Aluminum is a toxic agent. Nope, they're wrong. It's an essential nutrient. Whole grains are good for you. Nope, they're wrong. Whole grains will kill you. And we talked about this in one of my broadcasts, excuse me, talking about digestion and so on and so forth, that those grains actually help to restrict the breaking down of your food and the absorption also. We also learned, or we've been told, that salt is dangerous and it should be restricted. Nope, they're wrong. Why? Because we need both elements. We need both sodium and the chloride because they are essential nutrients. We need those to help us make stomach acid. They also told us if we eat a low-fat diet, guess what? They're wrong again. You eat a low-fat diet, and guess what you're going to end up with? Alzheimer's disease. That's why we continue to bust myths here on The Raw Truth. Let's talk about oils. Now, it does more than just get your car running. Okay? Pure olive oil is more than just a healthy and a tasty fat, but it can also help relieve constipation. It's not surprising. Because why? It stimulates your digestive system, which helps to get things moving through your colon. And taken regularly, it can prevent constipation. Now, we at Youngevity are not fans of using oil in any form. None whatsoever. Because whether it's extra virgin, organic, first press, last press, whatever, it is already full of free radicals in the process. And then when they're being stored at room temperature, they continue to break down, and then we ingest them. So this would also help to understand why we have a large increase in cancers. So try to start eliminating oils from your diet. Like I say, we don't use them whatsoever. But until you understand that knowledge, and maybe you've been able to accept it, and you want to use olive oil to relieve some constipation issues, you can take a tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil and a teaspoon of lemon, which is optional. All right? And so what you're going to do is in the morning, one tablespoon of the olive oil, and it's best, and it works best, excuse me, on an empty stomach. So if you've eaten, so if you have it before you eat, that's all well and good. But if you forget, wait at least an hour from the time you've eaten before you go ahead and take your dosage. You can mix a little bit of lemon juice with it to help lighten up that flavor. And guess what? The lemon juice also acts to aid with constipation. If you can't handle the olive oil, what I do is I squeeze half a lemon into a cup of warm water. The lemon juice is also going to help to stimulate the digestion. And usually within 20 to 30 minutes, guess what? You are good to go, literally. The citric acid in the lemon juice acts as a stimulant to your digestive system, and it also helps to flush out toxins and any undigested gunk that you've built up along the walls of your colon. Mixing the juice with water not only lessens the intensity of that lemon flavor, but it also gets the fluids into your system that you need to get everything moving normally again. So you'll need a fresh lemon, one cup of warm water. You're going to squeeze the juice into the cup of warm water, and you're going to drink and sip until finished. And like I say, usually it acts within about 20 to 30 minutes. And that's kind of a good guideline to follow. So I wouldn't, like, do it and then go out and about, because, trust me, you'll be making a stop, okay? The next one is blackstrap molasses. Now, blackstrap molasses has a sweet savor to it and it's really good for constipation also, whether it's chronic or occasional. The reason blackstrap works so well is because of how it's made. Regular molasses is essentially pure cane sugar, all right? Pure cane sugar. Now, the reason that it works so well is because that sugar is boiled to concentration, and then it crystallizes the sugar. Okay, so the third boiling results in blackstrap molasses, which is crystallized, but it contains a lot of vitamins and minerals, specifically magnesium, which helps with constipation. If you take a teaspoon of blackstrap molasses, you can optionally, use warm water or tea. I would start slow and in small amounts. And if you don't like the flavor, add up maybe about a cup of warm water or even some tea to help to dilute the taste. Well, boys and girls, you're not going to believe it. This is all the time we have today. I appreciate you spending time with me, and I hope you learned something about sugar, the controversy, Part 2. And I'd like to thank you for spending time with me. Let's do this again next week. And now you go out and get healthy. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Raw Truth. Please join Chef Sharon Fraser again next week at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Now, go and get healthy.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.